Welcome back to eBay Radio, where returns are always accepted. Now, here's your host, Return Master, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. If you've never considered attending a trade show, well, maybe you should. Or maybe you'd like to try one, but you don't know how to get started. Charlene Anderson is with us now to demystify the trade show mystique. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller purveyor, all things creative, all one word. Charlene, why should eBay sellers visit trade shows?
Trade shows are a really good source of repeatable items, meaning you don't have to find one-of-a-kind things. You can find things that you can sell over and over and over, which means you're using your time to best advantage because you don't have to make new listings.
That makes sense.
How do you find these trade shows?
The easiest way to find them is through a good old Google search. There are a couple sites that specifically list them. One is Trade Show News Network, and that's TSNN.com. And they list them by geography. So if you live in California, you could put it in California. They list them by type of show, whether it's a jewelry show or an apparel show or a sporting goods show. So if you have a specific niche you're interested in, you can find them that way. I've also found them by searching the websites of cities that have a convention center. I was just at a trade show in Columbus, Ohio last week, and while the trade show I was attending was going on, there was another one going on in the same convention center. Mm-hmm. And that way you can piggyback more than one show on a trip if you want to.
So what documents am I going to need to attend a trade show?
Well, you have to be set up like what I say, a real business, because you will in most likely have to supply one or more of these things when you sign up. And the first one is register business with your state government so you have a reseller's number. In most states, it's free or it's a minimal cost. You will have to then collect sales tax as appropriate, but that is the big one that trade shows want to see to grant you entry in the show. I also suggest that people get an EIN. That's the federal, used to be called the employer's ID number, but you don't have to have employees to have it. You can get that for free in about 5 minutes. On the IRS website.
And it's cool. It's cool to use instead of your social security number from time to time too, I'll tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. I call it a social security number for your business is kind of what it is. And then you never have to give your own personal one out.
Exactly.
Which is a lot safer. Yeah. So, and it's fast and free and easy. I also suggest that you have a business bank account where only your money that comes into your business and goes out from your business stays in, and a credit or debit card, because a lot of wholesalers will want payment up front, and you have to have an easy way to do it. And then the big thing that a lot of people forget and don't take enough of is business cards. You will give out more business cards than you can imagine, or let's say you should give out lots of business cards because you never know where one of those is going to end up on the desk of somebody who may have the perfect products for you.
And I am so tired of hearing people saying business cards are passe. They are not.
No, they're not. Nope. I was at the show last week, and I gave out about 200 cards. And this was a relatively small trade show. They're not dead. People write up orders in a booth, and they staple your business card to it. So, then they can start building this visual recognition of you through your card, right? Because that's your thing that speaks when you're not there. So get them from Vistaprint. You can get 500 for about $10. Keep them with you all the time and take the whole box of 500 to a trade show because you never know how many you'll need.
You don't want to run out, and it's just a box. You might as well bring it all.
Every time I go to your listings, I am amazed. First of all, your pictures are fantastic, but that's for another segment. Griff, she has 9,088 feedbacks.
Wow, that's great.
And this is a really, really a woman who is very, very much a professional eBay person. What do you look for at the trade shows?
I sell in a particular niche. Arts and crafts is my thing. And I look for the newest thing, the latest thing, the hot tool, the new colors, something I haven't seen before, or something that just strikes me as, yeah, I think that'll sell. A lot of it is because I've been doing this on eBay almost 20 years. I've been doing it I had a brick and mortar store at one time, so I've been in the niche for almost 40 years. So I have a feel for the people who are my tribe, who buy my stuff. And I think that's really important. Selling on eBay, whether you sell one-of-a-kind things or you sell, as I do, I source wholesale, you've got to know your customers, and the easiest way to do it is to have a niche so you can be one of them.
So give us an example, not a newer, because I don't want you to give away your stuff, but an example from a couple of years or so ago where you went to a trade show, you found a brand new, something you had never heard of before, and you brought it back and put it on eBay, and it sold like crazy.
Well, I can give you one from this last trade show because I'm all sold out of them already.
Okay.
I'm in a couple Facebook groups related to my niche, and I heard scuttlebutt about a new book in the field. And it was a self-published book by an individual. It was a topic that sorely needed covering, but had never been, and I knew it hadn't. And he was going to be at this show. So he was sharing a booth with a vendor I found years ago who's become my friend, and they were sharing a booth. And so I walked up and said hi to Jeannie, and she introduced me to the author of the book. And Jeannie said to the author, you need to let her sell your books. So I came home with five of them in my suitcase. And this is an expensive book. It sells for about $90.
Ooh.
Put five of them in my suitcase, put them up. I sold out within one day because the buzz was on Facebook about this book. I did some Pinterest stuff with it as soon as I got the listing up, and people were looking for it. And the only place to find it at that time was through the author, and I could match his price because I got a substantial discount, and his shipping was very high, so I knew what I could charge for shipping. And we were good to go, and I sold out that fast. So I have another case on order now.
I was going to ask you that. How quickly did it take you to order another case of them?
Like when the first one sold in 10 minutes, I knew I was onto something, so I sent him an email. How many are in a case? And he said 24. I said, I'll take a case. So,
So Griff, what we talked about the other day about, you know, intuition and knowing, you know, you got to use your gut feeling a little bit when you go to these places. I mean, she comes from a history of doing this brick and mortar store and whatever, but the longer you do it and the longer you sell on eBay, the longer your the better your instincts are going to get.
Yes.
But don't let that
totally
stop
agree.
You. Go to the, if you see something interesting, what do? Look it up on eBay to see if other people are selling it yet? Is that what you do, Sean?
This book had just come out, so I knew it wasn't there yet because it had come out like the day the show opened.
Oh.
So I knew nobody had it yet except for the author. So that's when I had done my homework and knew when I saw it on Facebook and saw he was going to be at the show, I knew where I stood with it. And I have to say that I think people get scared by trade shows thinking that you go there and you're going to have to spend thousands of dollars to buy products. There were many vendors at this show who had an opening order of $100.
Really?
So So don't let it scare you and think, I have to order $1,000 worth of stuff. It's not true. At least in my niche, it's not true.
So you said that some of them want payment up front. Do most of them?
They want payment before they'll ship, unless they know you.
Yeah,
which makes sense.
I never give out my credit card in a show, and here's a big tip. So I wrote the order for these books, and he would go back home and then run the credit cards. He didn't have a Square or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I don't want him writing my credit card number down on a piece of paper that could get lost or whatever. The maids in the hotel can see it. You know, all those things can go wrong. So all I say when the vendor wants a credit card number to place the order, I said, you call me when the order is ready to ship and I'll give you the credit card number over the phone.
Oh, that makes sense.
I've never had one person say, no, we won't do it that way. And a lot of them, if you have experience in the field, they will open up your account on terms, meaning you may have 30 days to pay for it after it ships, which is great because hopefully you can sell it in that time.
But if he had had his Square there or whatever, you would have paid for it right there, though.
For these books, I would have. It was that kind of product. For a lot of them, I've been doing it enough that I will say, do you offer terms? Meaning, will you let me have 30 days to pay after you invoice me? And, you know, it depends on your niche and it depends on your reputation and all that. But a surprising number will say yes. And a surprising number would rather do that than take a credit card because they don't have that credit card fee involved then.
That makes a lot of
sense.
So
that saves them 2-3% depending on what their bank is charging them to process a credit card.
Well,
so that's kind of a win-win.
I feel like we're getting a good set of tools ready for our first trip to a trade show.
Yeah.
But, you know, my time is limited, and I know that trade shows can be huge. I remember we went to ASD once in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we did a remote.
Like, I was overwhelmed.
Yeah,
gigantic. So what's the best way to network in a way that's going to be productive within the time I have when I get to the trade show?
Well, first, in a lot of shows, they're arranged by product type. ASD sort of is, like the clothing is in one area and the jewelry is in another, roughly speaking. So if you have a particular focus, go to those areas first before you're exhausted and you will make bad decisions when you're tired.
Yeah.
Most shows have pre-planning tools available online or as a mobile app that will give you the lay of the land, and you can mark out what booths you want to go to first. But the big thing I do is if a trade show has an area where they have grouped the new exhibitors together, okay, and there'll be a, you know, an overhead banner or sometimes markings on the floor says new exhibitor, go there first. Whatever you
do,
go there
course.
First. Because you want to be the first one to see it.
Oh,
you know, you
thank
see the
you
new
for that tip. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Listen, you've really taught us some things today. I'm now ready to go. TSNN.com. You can look it up by your state to see where they are. And thank you so much, Char, purveyor, all things creative.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Our phone lines are open, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
If you're not a goal-oriented person, you're missing out on a useful tool to grow your business. Break your goals down by year and then by quarter. An example of a quarter goal could be to list 800 items per quarter. In terms of income, a quarter goal could be $8,000. Long range, $32,000 net at the end of the year. This way your failures can be short-lived and you can get to work on the next quarter. And always up your goals for the next year in order to adjust your business so that your income goes up each year. You may have to rework your goals because stuff happens. Don't fret, just adjust the timelines and or the income. Good luck.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
listen while you list.